Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The sons of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtica. The sons of Raama: Sheba and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtahim, Pethrusim, Caslehim, from whom the Philistines came, and Caphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. And the sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies: the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, and Kedar, Abdiel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine: she bore Zimram, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanak, Abida, and Eldaya. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham fathered Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatim, Kenaz, and of Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Hori and Hemam. And Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal: Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon: Aiah and Anah. The son of Anah: Dishan. The sons of Dishan: Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Chiron. The sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zeavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan: Uz and Aaron. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the people of Israel: Bela the son of Beor, the name of his city being Dinhabah. Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozra reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, the name of his city being Avith. Hadad died, and Samla of Masrekah reigned in his place. Samla died, and Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. Baal-Hanan died, and Hadad reigned in his place, the name of his city being Pi. And his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And Hadad died. The chiefs of Edom were chiefs Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Aholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three Bathshua the Canaanite bore to him. Now Judah's firstborn, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death. His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, five in all. The son of Carmi: Achan, the troubler of Israel, who broke faith in the matter of the devoted thing. And Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron that were born to him: Jeramiel, Ram, and Kalubai. Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz. Boaz fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered Eliab his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimeah the third, Nathanael the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh. And their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah: Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb the son of Hezron fathered children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth, and these were her sons: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Gesher and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kenath, and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb went in to Ephrathah, the wife of Hezron, his father, and she bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn, Bunah, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel also had another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molad. The sons of Nadab: Seled and Appiam. And Seled died childless. The son of Appiam: Ishai. The son of Ishai: Shishan. The son of Shishan: Alai. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother: Jether and Jonathan. And Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters. But Shishan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jara. So Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to Jara his slave, and she bore him Attai. Attai fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ephlal, and Ephlal fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Eliasa. Eliasa fathered Sismai, and Sismai fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Jechemiah, and Jechemiah fathered Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeramiel: Marisha his firstborn, who fathered Ziph. The son of Marisha: Hebron. The sons of Hebron: Korah, Tappuah, Rechem, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, the father of Jorkeam, and Rechem fathered Shammai. The son of Shammai: Maon, and Maon fathered Beth-zur. Ephah also, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez, and Haran fathered Gazez. The sons of Jadai: Regem, Jotham, Gishon, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Shaaph the father of Madmana, Sheva the father of Machbena, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma the father of Bethlehem, and Haraph the father of Beth-Gader. Shobal the father of Kiriath-Jearim had other sons, Haroah half of the Manuhath, and the clans of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtiolites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites. The clans also of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab,